You're listening to SBS News.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, is back.
This victory, this time, is a sweet and even sweeter and even greater victory.
But victory is a work in progress. After two failed attempts, he'll need to form a coalition to govern. Mr. Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party is thought to have won 37 seats. His rival, the Blue and White Party, led by Benny Gantz, is projected to have 34 seats, while the joint list of Arab parties is on 14 or 15 seats. The secular nationalist party, Israel Our Home, is projected to have 6 seats.
Our rival said that the Netanyahu era is over, but we joined forces and turned the tables. We turned lemons into lemonade.
A few weeks ago, Likud trailed in the polls, and in a couple of weeks, Benjamin Netanyahu's trial on corruption charges is due to begin. But for his supporters, it's a mandate to honour his pledge to annex the Jordan Valley, build more settlements and secure Jerusalem as Israel's undivided capital. But his rival, Benny Gantz, is branding the Netanyahu campaign as full of dirty tricks and barefaced lies that are bad for Israel.
This isn't the result that'll put Israel back on the right track.
He told supporters he shared their pain and sadness, but he's refusing to concede defeat. More than a million Israelis voted for his Blue and White Party.
At this time, Israel needs healing. It needs unity. It needs reconciliation. It longs for a connecting leadership. And this is what we will continue to offer the Israeli public, which we came to serve.
Mr. Gantz has ruled out forming a coalition with the Arab List and also insists he won't be part of a government with Mr. Netanyahu. But a blue and white Likud unity coalition could still be possible, according to pollster and analyst Mitchell Brack.
And it could be, and I've said the first election also, that a national unity government between Likud and blue and white could be a very real possibility, except this time I'm not so sure who's going to be heading blue and white.
Regardless, Palestinian chief negotiator Saeb Erekat is lamenting the likely return of Mr. Netanyahu.
From the exit polls we have just seen, it's obvious that annexation, settlements, apartheid won the elections.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.